We're back here on Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And we just wrapped up last, Monday, Taurus. And now we're into Gemini. Gemini is symbolized by what character?
The twins. Ah. And it's usually portrayed as a male and a female twins.
Interesting, because my first wife was a twin. Her twin was a male who unfortunately did not survive following birth, and her birthday was on the 24th of May, which is still in Gemini.
Yep, you'll see that kind of stuff everywhere.
Wow.
Now Gemini symbolizes how, to a certain degree, each of us is not complete without something else. You know, even for those of us who weren't born with a twin, you know, there's more there for us.
Yeah.
And we're on this eternal kind of quest for completion and to make peace with the duality within our own nature. Each of us has a male and a female side. Each of us has a side where we're like supremely brilliant and godlike, and then each of us has a shadow side that's less evolved, more destructive, that kind of thing.
There's a neat little movie that came to mind called Butcher's Wife, and a term that was used quite often throughout it called split apart, which I thought was real interesting.
Yeah.
When you talk about twins and you talk about the yin and the yang, you know, the light and the dark, if you will, or the two opposites, the duality.
That's the duality of human nature.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
and Gemini calls our attention to that.
But here we are on the 25th. Yesterday, we just had, and of course, now we're only, what is it? Is it 9 more months till Christmas? Anyway. But what about, we just had an eclipse.
And a full moon. We had penumbral lunar eclipse last night.
Say that again?
A penumbral lunar eclipse. A lunar eclipse occurs when the moon passes directly behind the Earth and into its shadow. So it can only be seen when the sun and the Earth and the moon are aligned exactly with the Earth in the middle. And because of that, a lunar eclipse can only occur on the night of a full moon. And so, you know, the full moon is always when the sun and the moon are exactly opposite from each other in the sky. The full moon was in Sagittarius, which is opposite in the sky from Gemini.
And it's an incredible sight. I've been privileged to actually be looking through a telescope as this is happening. I didn't get a chance to this time, but a few years back. It's incredible.
Now, it's incredible.
We're looking at, I don't want to, backwash is probably the wrong word, the wake, if you will.
The wake, the fallout.
The fallout.
Eclipses always reveal. There are always things that become more apparent, things that had been hidden from us deliberately by others or by ourselves, or things that we just seriously didn't realize, whether it was maliciously done or whether it was an oversight or whether it was denial on our part. There's always a series of things that become known to us in the wake of an eclipse, especially this one. This was the third of a set of three eclipses, the first set of eclipses we had in 2013. And frankly, from a practitioner's standpoint, this has been massive. This has been really massive. I have my little phone's been ringing a lot, and a lot of it's people struggling with relational issues, like we've been talking about so much this spring. Where are the lines between me and other, and where am I responsible, and where am I not, and what am I obligated to do for the good of my family and my friends? And then what am I, where's the line and where am I being codependent?
Makes me think of that phrase, there is no I in team.
There's no I in team, baby. But by the same token, it's like if you spend your whole life standing in the shadow of others, you're not going to get your needs met either.
And that's important.
So that's important. And that's important. Yeah. And so, and as a people, as individuals and as a culture, you know, we really struggle with these questions, and they're really up right now. And so
And we haven't touched upon it much other than the aspect of twins. Next week, let's talk more about some of the specifics, as we do each each week, about Gemini and what those characteristics are as we continue talking here.
And maybe some famous Geminis that help illustrate this.
There you go. All right. We'll talk about that as well.
Awesome.
And that'll give us an idea maybe if you're a Gemini and you're looking for going in that given direction. Maybe you have a better shot at it than maybe a Cancer or a Taurus or some other. And we'll talk more about that. Beth McDonald, it's BethMcDonaldConsulting.com. You're also on Facebook.
I am on Facebook, baby. I am in social media.
Absolutely. And just go to Facebook and it's Beth McDonald or Beth McDonald Consulting.
Beth McDonald Consulting.
All right. And the number is 963-0842. Next week, we'll talk more.
Thanks, Richard.